How long do you think Beatlemania will last?
As long as you all keep coming.
The Beatles are great! Harvey Edmonds says so!
I love them! I don't care what anybody thinks, I love the Beatles for them and I'll always love them. Even when I'm 105 and an old grandmother, I'll love them.
I'm Ringo and I play the drums.
I'm Paul and I play the bass.
I'm George and I play a guitar.
I'm John and I too play a guitar. Sometimes I play the fool.
So here it is then, the moment we've all been waited for. A long time coming. The Beatles, Now and Then.
1, 2.
Well, I wasn't going to talk over any of that. There you go. The closing chapter for arguably the greatest band in rock history. Track's been 45 years in the making. John Lennon started writing it back in 1978. It was finally completed this year. The track will be there. The last credited to all four members of the band. That's John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison and Ringo Starr. But I'm not quite sure if it is the end of the road, because with AI now, they could visit loads more of their forgotten material. I mean, for me, that has just sent goosebumps all over me. I mean, growing up in Liverpool, born in 1964, by the time I was 7, the Beatles were kind of breaking up. But the Beatles left such a legacy in Liverpool, you know. It kind of put Liverpool on the map all over the world. It meant us as Scousers could go everywhere and you say, I'm from Liverpool, and they go, ah, the Beatles! And it kind of gave you a sense of belonging and a sense of community. And it's just so, I don't know, spine-tingling to think that the journey isn't over and it's still continuing. So that was the Beatles Now and Then. Let me know what you thought of it. I'm going to be speaking to Ellis James, who's a mega Beatles fan, and I'll be speaking to him very, very shortly. This is Sophia Katisis.